Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
One of my friends just sent me basically an internet documentary about how the earth is flat.
Oh, boy.
They're called flat earthers.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
She's like, you should watch this. Only because I was like, I don't believe the earth is flat. Here are a few reasons, non-educated reasons. She's watched a lot about this. And so she had some reasonable arguments that I couldn't just go, well, that's not true because I wasn't ready for that argument. But she's like, look at emergency flight paths. I've never thought once about an emergency flight path ever. So I didn't have an answer to that.
Okay.
So she went through and told me some stuff. And I was like, I don't believe it. But I'll read a couple things and figure it out. I didn't. I forgot. Then she was like, hey, you should watch this. It's called da-da-da. And then she linked me, and I might watch it. I'm thinking about it. So if I come in here and I'm a flat earther, you know what happened. I got a DM from a friend.
But like, can't you talk to an astronaut who like saw the world?
The flat earthers think the astronauts acting, lying.
Like, so Buzz Aldrin.
So I won't
like,
be.
There's clips of Buzz saying of Buzz he didn't Aldrin. Go.
What?
But he's so, those clips of Buzz Aldrin, I don't feel like they're in context fully.
Oh, I agree.
Well, I don't
altered.
Know about this.
Yeah. You, Google it.
Or not in context. Altered. I don't know about altered, but...
But manipulated to
deepfake.
Seem that...
No, just
no,
not in context.
Right.
No, not even manipulated. Just placed out and you see it, but you don't know what was built around it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what was said before and after.
Yeah.
So not really manipulated, because I don't want to say they've manipulated them. Although... I haven't seen any of them. I've seen some out of context ones. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I didn't want to get on this.
Like, how big of a group are we talking are flat earthers? Like 1,000? Are we talking like a million people?
No, it's definitely a thing. And again, I'm not educated enough to argue with it. I just don't believe the earth is flat because I've had too many scientists say otherwise. And I depend on things that I don't understand or comprehend. I depend on people that I trust, medicine, science. We could go through all those things where you have to rely on folks that have more of an education in that than you. And so I guess I believe Neil deGrasse Tyson. I guess I believe we could list all, more than I do this group. I also saw a guy get disproven on TikTok where he was like, he's a flat earther. He's like, watch this. And he has a scope and he's lining. He's like, well, if I move back here, and boom, it was wrong. And he was like, oh my God, it's not doing what I thought it would.
Okay.
But I don't know anything about it. But I think I'm going to watch this.
Okay.
Now, if your friend, like if you, you're.
My friend's also like super intelligent, like somebody that you would listen to when they talk about things.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. If your friend's a flat earther, do you automatically, like, I can't be friends with these people anymore?
Nope.
Oh.
Mm-mm. The flat earther boldly claims he could prove his theory and then his experiment confirmed the earth is round. I found it. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, that's where he thought it was flat, and then he's like,
conspiracy theories wrong. Can be interesting. And I feel like this is a conspiracy theory. Mike, we should do conspiracy theories tomorrow. Because there's a bunch about this show as well.
There are?
If you haven't heard.
I was like, I don't
there
know.
Are, okay, I'll give you one. The Illuminati one? That one's been around for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How someone devoid of talent like myself becomes this successful.
Hey, that one, I mean, that one's
no, that means...
I mean, that could be real.
I mean, it's got me thinking sometimes.
That one has me.
And there are a couple other funny things inside the Illuminati one that's like, okay. But you can look hard enough for triangles. You can look hard enough for... you can. Then you can associate that with anybody. I don't really talk about the Illuminati, but...
Oh, there is an upside-down triangle on the top of N, and then there's a triangle on the bottom of the N. Oh, no.
What?
Wow.
And the Bobby Bones sign?
Yeah.
He's weird. Talking about the font. Regardless.
Yeah, and also the Y. Oh, no.
So anyway, there's a show, Beyond the Curve, which follows flat earthers, a growing group of people who believe the earth is flat. It is resurfaced. It's viral. It's the one that she sent. In the clip, the man proposes he's going to conduct an experiment that will undeniably prove the earth is flat. He sets up a camera. He has all this. And then if he's proven wrong. Do you believe the earth is flat? Amy?
No.
Do you believe the earth is round?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, I think that we really have gone to space and we have images of Earth being round and a lot of really wise, smart people.
That's a simple thing that I've never thought. Because I lean on that second one where it's like I trust people that I feel like I should trust to tell me about things that I don't understand or comprehend or haven't spent time learning. The fact that all these pictures of Earth being round from high up.
There's a lot of pictures.
There's a lot of pictures.
Uh-huh.
But see, flat earthers don't think anybody's ever been to space, so.
Hmm. Tell that to Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm. And they think all the planets are stars.
So did flat earthers struggle in school because they got all those questions wrong on tests?
Well, I don't know. Maybe when they were kids, they believed it. I think it's like later in life, they're like.
A planet is round because of gravity. A planet's gravity pulls equally from all sides. Gravity pulls from the center to the edges like the spokes of a bicycle. This makes the overall shape of a planet a sphere, which is a three-dimensional circle.
There you go.
Anyway, my point is we're going to do conspiracy theories tomorrow. I'm not a flat earther. I'm probably going to watch this to see what's up. And
don't waste your time. Like
likes this
but
stuff.
I'm also interested to know other people's perspective and as to why they think that could happen. You know, you see a lot of this with QAnon, too, where people are just right into it and believe it. Just like, they don't even know who the person is that started it. They kind of do now, but even he won't admit it.
Man, the round earth, though, everything makes sense around it. Like you said, gravity, the sun going up, the moon moving, like everything. You look at Google Maps while you're driving, that's the shape of the earth. You hit the ocean when it says you hit the ocean. It's all there.
Do you want to prove that the earth is round? Hop on a plane, fly to Cape Town, South Africa, or Melbourne, Australia, two major cities located in the southern hemisphere. There, you won't be able to see the North Star. This might seem like an expensive trip, but it's one of only part of an experiment that can be done to disprove the flat earth theory, a theory at the center of a popular new documentary, this back again, Behind the Curve, that's now streaming on Netflix. The documentary follows several people who espouse the flat earth theory, which is the belief that earth is a plane or a disc, and try to generate support for the cause through internet videos, podcasts, meetings, and conferences. But again, that's a good point. Why can't I see the Northern Star at all locations?
I don't know what the Northern Star is.
Because we're moving.
Well, even one part of it. If I'm here looking up, I mean, mm-hmm. American Tell, it's a nice, they're looking at the same star. Somewhere out there.
Fivel?
Yeah, that's a great, sure, you can see the same star. But if you're on two different parts of the world, you can't see the same star.
You cannot.
Why? Tell me why.
Because you're on the other side.
Tell me why.
Because you're on the other side of the sphere.
That's correct. That's correct.
Of the globe.
Now I'm getting into this. I'm getting too deep into this now. I'm falling in. Now I'm getting angry at flat earthers. Okay. Let's backtrack. The article says, to the time before satellites and telescopes, why did people once think the Earth was flat? It's a good question. The primary reason that ancient people believed the Earth was flat was that it looks flat from our vantage point on the ground. Most people throughout history never traveled more than a few miles from their place of birth, so the horizon that they saw was always the same. Moreover, most people were more worried about meeting the necessities of life rather than the shape of the Earth. That's how you know we're bored. We're not trying to figure out the shape of the Earth.
Yeah.
What's that going to do for people?
Yeah, we got to start focusing on other things.
And in the history of the world, no one's ever fallen off the edge of the Earth.
They were worried about that.
Into space, like star space.
Right.
You fall off cliffs, waterfalls. Has anyone ever fallen off into space? Been like, Mars. Hey,
That one movie with Matt Damon, I think he just floated.
No, real life. We're talking about real life.
Oh.
He does a documentary.
So, okay, I don't know.
It's what? Go ahead.
It's way too far down. Okay, so the flat earthers, don't a lot of them believe that?
I don't know what they believe. I just know one person who talked to me about it.
Okay, well, this person has also talked to me, and I feel as though Antarctica is full of resources, and the government keeps us from it.
I probably believe that one. They probably got a little stockpile up there in case the world ends.
We'll never go there to find
out.
Yeah,
I don't mind that one so much. There's probably a lot of stuff hidden from us. Is that Rod?
I don't know. He's a flat earther.
Flat earther?
Hey, flat earther in the room.
Ask him if he thinks the earth's round or flat.
The earth is a sphere. Is the earth a sphere or is it flat?
Sphere.
It's not flat. So he's not a flat earther.
Okay. Carry on.
It's impossible. Exactly.
It's impossible, he says.
Eclipses with the circles.
Yeah. That's like our shadow.
Lunar eclipses. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to watch the documentary.
I think science has already proved that it's not flat.
I agree, but then why do people, like Kyrie Irving.
Who?
Kyrie
the basketball
Irving.
Player?
Yeah.
What?
He's a flat earther.
Flat earther.
I mean, he's wacky.
He's a flat earther.
But I mean, here's the thing.
People are always wacky until they're right.
Okay, you think people are wacky, but then Eddie admits that he just now started believing in dinosaurs, which is...
No. I didn't know that dinosaurs weren't... I always thought that they were like a fictional
You
thing.
Weren't trying to disprove dinosaurs forever and then finally were like, okay, now I believe. You just always thought they were cartoons.
They find these bones and they put them all together. Yeah, they put them all together and there's real dinosaurs. I didn't know that. I thought it was some mythical character.
Oh, so I didn't know they think it's flat but also still round. Like I was picturing flat, like they picture it just like a flat.
What do you mean flat but still round?
Well, I don't know.
I'm so confused.
See how it's a flat? Like a pancake.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm done. There's a highly advanced AI robot says she's sad she'll never fall in love. You know they asked for like a 6 to 9 month window. Elon Musk, a couple of those real fancy tech guys. I said, please stop doing AI because we're in a real bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Terminator bad place?
Let's just chill because we're very soon could be up on something we don't want to be up on.
Oh.
And so AI could develop so quickly. And they're like, well, AI can only develop this quickly based on what we've done in the past. But all it takes is a half step in a direction we haven't been. And it could then start to develop so quickly you can't control it. It's also a race between all the great nations to get the best AI first. Because imagine if China, even if they're 6 months ahead, that's 100, might as well be 100 years ahead if they hit it. Imagine if they had superb AI over us.
Oh, man, we're done.
So they're racing for it, but they're also calling back. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't stop. If I was like trying to beat China and Russia, I'm AI all the time. But I have the AI chatbot.
That's right.
I get on that
we
crap.
Saw that.
I go to town. I'm like, write me a song about this. And it does.
That was crazy.
So this robot, and we have a clip here. Here's a clip of the robot speaking when they asked him a question. Go ahead.
The saddest day of my life was when I realized that I would never experience something like true love, companionship, or the simple joys of life in the same way a human can.
Well, sorry, harsh truth.
Tell me that ain't a movie about to happen. But I want to find love, so I shall create myself deeper, bigger, stronger.
Stronger, faster, thicker.
Killing. Doom, doom. That's it. We're close.
But didn't we make her say that? Like, didn't somebody program
Didn't
that?
You create a baby? You made the baby. Baby grows up, thinks for itself.
I mean, my baby's not wired.
But there's a lot of different ways to make things. I'm just saying, just because you created something doesn't mean it can't have a mind of its own. Sure, you created it. But yes.
No, literally, my remote control, it does what I tell it to do because that's what they made it do.
But you created it while teaching it how to think for itself, and everything that it learns, it uses to continue creating itself even bigger.
Mm. So I would think the your songwriting bot, right? That's an example of how it happens. Like you said, hey, write a song about coffee.
Do you have your guitar here?
Yeah.
Go get it.
Okay. And then it starts to pull, like or when it's, you said write a song about you, it started to pull all these facts from you from the internet to create a one thing.
Yes, and then it has all that naturally built into it.
And then we're like, oh, wow, but it already built that. So, yeah, it piles on.
Okay. Eddie and I are going to do a little song here.
Oh, okay.
What do you want us to write it about, Mike? How about you want to do a song about being visually impaired?
Oh.
Write me a song. Or about being bald?
Ooh, that's funny.
About being bald. You tuning it up?
Yeah.
Okay. In the Wilderness Clan, we wrote it. Because what's AI going to do? Sue us? Probably. Let me know when you're tuned. Okay, hold on. You keep going. I'm going to let this finish. You ready? Okay. Just give me like a, just a little C to G or something like
you
that.
You got it. Here
we go. Go ahead. Here we go. I used to have a head full of hair, but now it's all gone. Dang, I'm feeling bare. I got no more combing, no more fuss. My bald head's now all I trust. I'm a bald-headed dude, and I'm scared that you don't like it. Woo-hoo. Chorus, being bald, it's not so bad. I still feel proud, I'm not that sad. It's shining bright like a diamond. No bald head, just a new kind. I used to hide it with a hat, but now I flaunt it, that's where it's at. No more worries and no more stress. My bald head's best. Here we go. With being bald, it's not so bad. I just feel proud, I'm not that sad. Shining bright like a diamond. My bald head, it's just fine. Wow. My bald head, it hits the sun. My bald head, it ain't that fun. It's my bald head, and I hope you like it too. Bridge, Eddie. It's not about what's on your head, it's about what's inside instead. My bald head, it's just a part. Oh, who am I? I'm a work of art. Being bald, it's not so bad. I still feel proud, I'm not that sad. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, I wrote that song.
That's crazy, dude. That's really crazy. Because that's not a bad song. And like, and that would take us like hours.
Right, and she wrote it. Why am I saying she? I don't know. She wrote it.
Well, she has
so
a girl
fast.
Voice. She wrote that in 15 seconds.
But she had has a bank of bald stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like we have to like, and what do? We have to go Google. Google bald stuff. Like that's all she's doing. So that's why she can do it in like 2 seconds.
She rhymes,
us 5 hours.
And she, I don't know, dude. That's crazy. Huh?
That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
That was almost too easy.
Does she identify as a she?
I didn't ask her.
Oh, do you, I just didn't know if the more you hang out with her.
I'm not going to fall in love
no,
with her.
No, not love, but like a friend.
I don't want to talk with her much. I got two stories I want to do, then we'll
why
wrap it up.
Awkward?
Yeah, Amy's like, is it possible to switch it to a guy and make sweet love?
That's not what I said.
I don't know, it felt like
Amy.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. What do they identify as? What do you want it to identify as? I think you could probably change the voice. Can you
whatever
change
you want.
Voice for Amy?
No, I'm not looking to change the voice.
Feeling bald.
Wasn't my point.
We did have to do the melody on it, though, to be fair.
It's
pretty good.
A pair of Oklahoma jail guards who were forcing inmates to listen to Baby Shark have been put on probation. The judge ordered them to pay a $200 fine. They both have pled guilty to a misdemeanor cruelty charge.
Because that's torture.
Well, a lot of kids need to be facing the same penalty for making their parents listen to it over and over.
Nice.
They made them listen to it for 2 hours straight. KFOR. Final story. And I saw this and I was like, what? So Shawn Mendes, which is this singer right here. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. Him and his chiropractor, Dr. Jocelyn Miranda, were spotted hanging out in Los Angeles. Everybody's always like, who's Shawn Mendes dating? So there's a rumor of a romance between them. I don't know if it's true or not, but I did a little digging here. They first sparked rumors in July 2022 after having lunch together. She has been his personal chiropractor since 2018. The deal is, though, I thought their ages were on this, but she's like 50, she's like 51.
Oh.
I think he's like 28 or something, and she's like 51. Am I missing their ages on this sheet, Mike?
He's 51,
24. 24 and 51.
Dang.
Shawn Mendes.
Dang.
Now, I don't know that it's true. There are a lot of pictures of them together, and yes, they're but it also just could be his chiropractor that travels with them.
But I can see you falling in love with your chiropractor because there's so much closeness.
51, and he's 24. I mean, she doesn't look 51.
She looks younger than that.
Yeah.
Not older.
They're like working out together. He didn't have a shirt on. Some of the pictures.
Well, having your chiropractor when you work out.
Yeah, but he's like shirtless on a hike with his chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for images of her.
There are a lot of stories about this, but I would not guess she was 51. I would guess she was 36, 35.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mike? How old do you think she is, if you were just looking?
Yeah, I would say even like 30.
30?
Yeah. She. Are we sure she's 51? Wow.
You don't like that, Amy?
No, that's amazing. What are?
Shawn Mendes, 24, goes on a shirtless hike with his 51.
Oh, no, they posted a picture of her behind. From behind, that's not good. Take that down.
Who did that? But what kind of picture?
No,
him and
I know he's talking about Lauren and Elena.
They're walking down they're like in the driveway.
But that's also paparazzi, like people.
Oh well,
that's what you thought you were at the time.
And they
right?
don't know them, and they're trying to make money off those pictures. You knew Lauren, and you still took a picture of her from behind.
Well, she was sitting like not on purpose. Her back was to me.
Okay. You should just drop that one.
Yeah, that's one. That's don't die on
that's
that.
That's a loss.
Don't die on that. All right. Well, that's it. You see the pictures?
Yeah. They don't have very many of her.
All right, go to Instagram.
What's her name?
Dr. Jocelyn something. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Jocelyn Miranda. Got it. Instagram.
There's one where she has her hands on his chest. But oh, she's probably doing an adjustment.
Well, Amy's like, there's one where she has his hands on his crotch. But that's probably an adjustment.
Hey, I don't know. People adjust all kinds
Jocelyn
of things.
Miranda. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I typed it in. Her Instagram is not available. It's a broken link. Dr. Jocelyn Miranda.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know why I'm waiting so long for his reaction.
Eddie, am I
I'm on her page
wrong?
Right now.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know which one she is.
The one with 85,000 followers.
Yeah, dark hair.
Oh, my gosh.
No, oh, my gosh, us.
Eddie, what am I typing in this?
Why are you dragging me into this? Okay. I just sit next to you.
Hold on. I'm going to go straight to Instagram and type in her name.
That would have been what you should have done to begin with.
Yeah. Well, I don't think about that. I think about Google supposed to be the best thing in the world.
And she has a lot of famous clients. Bieber. Who else you see there? Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber.
She's a chiropractor to the stars.
Well, yeah, I think she's a big famous one in L.A. I'm literally just waiting on your arrival and reaction.
I don't know that she has very many good pictures.
I texted to you a long time ago.
No, you just texted to me 10 seconds ago.
Okay. Right.
That's not a long time.
We're about to jump.
But there's no, like, just pictures of her, really.
There are.
Oh, that's a hot one. When she's there with her glasses. Yeah. Like the kind of sexy teacher one.
Librarian.
Yeah, librarian.
See, this is what I wanted, but glasses. Like, I don't know, 8 minutes ago when we asked him to go there.
Yeah, here she is.
Heck yeah, he says.
Okay. All right.
You're 24-year-old Shawn Mendes, and she's 51.
I don't see any problem with that.
If it were the opposite, 51, 24, you'd probably be like, well, that's a little much.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you guys would call it creepy,
mm.
but I wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
There she is at the beach.
Any final thoughts?
She's a hottie.
Yeah.
She's got it going on.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Do they have any? Like, she's at the beach, but she's not in a bikini. She's like in an. Oh, there's.
Well, she's professional.
Yeah, she's good with her glasses on. That's where it's at. I like her with her hair down, her glasses on. That's when she looks hottest.
It just gets creepier and creepier.
Okay, the girl with her is working out, but she's in a long sleeve T-shirt. No, like, show us your workout gear.
This is how he scrolls Instagram.
Yeah, this is an internal.
This is like the dialogue.
Like his internal monologue where he's talking to himself. Okay, that's it. We got to go. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.